88.9 Shine FM every Wednesday, Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, great topic you've kicked off here for the month of January, actually continuing into next month as well. 9 tips for talking with kids about trauma.
That's right. And today we are going to do tip number 4, which is find out what they know. And again, parents, please use your discretion whether or not you want your children listening to today's segment. If you think it's wise for them not to, then please join us at EckertCenter.com. Click our podcast button and you can listen to this tip number 4 there later.
Thank you.
All right. So finding out what they know. Parents can discover the snippets and rumors that kids have already absorbed about a tragedy. And Mike, from having parented myself, it is shocking, surprising, and common how many crazy rumors can get going that can be really frightening for kids.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. So if it's unclear, a simple, what have you heard about this, should do the trick. So a key purpose of the conversation is to correct any misconceptions that kids may have picked up while at the same time offering them more concrete information. You can tailor the level of detail, obviously, depending on the age of your children, how many unanswered questions are weighing on their minds. Some of these questions can be harder to answer. And education for social responsibility, again, ESR suggests responses like these when you're a little stuck on knowing how to answer your child. I don't know the answer to that, and I'm not sure anyone does. I do know, however, that many thoughtful people throughout the world are working hard to understand this issue. Mm-hmm. Another way you could respond is, that's an interesting question. I don't know the answer. How can we find this out together? The process of figuring out where to get the information, so again, choosing good sites, wise discernment on who would provide accurate information, is something you can model to your kids. Going through the steps to obtain that information can be extremely reassuring for kids, especially when a trusted adult is participating with them. In a small but significant way, this experience can demonstrate for young people that there are orderly ways to go about solving problems and that the world is not beyond our understanding. Mm.
Oh, I like that. That's good. I really like that, too, about that's an interesting question. I don't know, but let's find out together. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did this multiple times with my daughter as she was growing up, where we would go and gather more information, and it really did settle her system.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to really help parents understand, is the not knowing is what is so dysregulating for kids. And once we can put some pieces of information together, even sad or difficult and hard news to hear, still helps the body come back to regulated state, because the truth is much easier to manage than uncertainty.
Well, that's good. And it's okay for mom and dad not to know the answer either, and you find out together.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Great topic. We'll continue again next month. Eckert Center, North and South location. You're online. You're everywhere, Kimberly.
That's right. And I really encourage people to check out their benefit plan. For most people, it renews at the calendar year. And check out our services at EckertCenter.com. You'll see that there's a full complement of options available for the entire family.
Beautiful. EckertCenter.com with the info and your chance to book an appointment. Your chance right now to possibly win a free initial visit. Who's that going to, Kimberly?
Let's go with caller number 7 today.
403-276-8888 is the number here. Caller number 7, and you could win right now. Again, Kimberly, thanks for this great info, moms and dads, and myself as well. Very thankful for it, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds great.